spiritual practice. Gong. The conversation ended, but the experienced disciples did not think about leaving. The newcomers looked at each other in bewilderment, trying to understand whether they should leave or join those who were obviously waiting for the continuation. But all the attention in the hall was instantly focused on the divinely beautiful assistant of the Keeper of Knowledge, who entered the hall. Having seen the master off, she traditionally returned to the students with a generous gift, a new spiritual practice. After each conversation, the Keeper of Knowledge transmitted through the purest conductor of his power the practice. By practicing it alone or in a group of like-minded people, the disciples could maintain a high level of awareness and move along the path of spiritual development. It was not publicized, but sensitive and greedy for subtle spiritual impressions, the novices patiently waited for a gift from the Great Master. Thais, the name of the assistant of the Keeper of Knowledge, invited the initiates to spread mats and chant the Aum mantra to connect to the Supreme.
Today, the Keeper of Knowledge gave us a practice for awakening awareness. To wake up, we will use the sound of a gong that will be played every minute.
The students whispered with interest. Some of them diligently wrote down the instructions verbatim.
Please tell me.
Julia got up from the mat to ask a question.
What are we going to do when the gong sounds?
Ty smiled radiantly.
We will realize ourselves, remember who we really are, separate ourselves from all thoughts, feelings, identifications, try to feel real and accept reality as it is.
And how to do it right?
Asked Eva, who was clearly eager to move from theory to practice.
You can start by focusing on your body sensations, like breathing or feeling your right hand,
Tai said softly.
That will help you come back to reality. Then I need to learn to separate myself from my body to realize that I am not my body, not its sensations and needs.
Tai paused and looked at the students carefully. She wanted to make sure that they understood what the Keeper of Knowledge had said so many times and were ready to make this great knowledge a part of their lives.
And at higher levels of awareness, one can separate oneself from thoughts and emotions. That is, one can gradually separate oneself from all centers and stop considering oneself as them. To feel where the attention comes from and to realize yourself as Atman, enclosed in the shell of subtle bodies.
Noticing the incomprehension on the faces of some students, Thais pointed towards the yoga mats and said softly,
"Awareness cannot be explained in words. Awareness must be practiced. That is what we are going to do now. Assume the student's posture of sitting on your heels."
Thais gently lowered herself to the mat, showing an example of humility and openness to the beneficial influence of the master.
Concentrate on the sensations of the body, and when you hear the sound of the gong, say to yourself, "That's not me."
The humming sound cut through the peaceful silence, helping one to realize and detach from the sensation of the physical body.
"Concentrate on your emotions,"
came Tice's deep and powerful voice. She skillfully directed the students' scattered attention to observe which emotion was predominant at the moment. A minute passed and a resounding gong awakened the practitioners, helping them to realize and detach from their emotions.
"Concentrate on thoughts. Recognize them as uninvited guests who come uninvited and try to possess you."
A minute passed, and a vibrating chime brought the participants of the practice back from the captivity of thoughts to reality. The faces of the students expressed bewilderment. For the first time, they saw so clearly how quickly their attention was identified with body sensations, with emotions, with thoughts. Thais's deep, strong, yet affectionate voice instructed confidently,
"At the end of the practice, fold your hands in a prayer gesture and sincerely ask the Keeper of Knowledge and all the highest for guidance and help in gaining awareness."
When the disciples rose from their deep bow of gratitude, Thais addressed them with an admonition.
"The gong will be heard in our space all the time, every minute. It can catch you at a meal, on a walk, at work. Whatever you are doing, you should try to hear the gong and wake up. Realize yourself and separate from everything that is not you. The blessings of the keeper of knowledge be with you.
The state of spiritual illumination was so deep that the disciples silently went out under the starry dome and scattered in the garden to be alone with eternity and find themselves.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.